you know, 3 terms is a long time to serve as a sheriff, and I think it's probably a positive thing to turn over elected offices occasionally to get new perspective and fresh ideas, and you know, it was just time. And, you know, one of the things that kind of really played into my decision-making on this was the fact that things are going so incredibly well for our agency. We have tremendous public support. The crime rate is at an all-time low in Clay County. Our clearance rate, or how effectively we solve crimes, is at an all-time high. You know, things are just going incredibly well. And I took a cue from Jerry Seinfeld. It's when, you know, he had the number one show on television, he decided to retire. So when I got 82% of the vote in the last election, and things are going so well, it means I'm on the top of my game, and that's when you want to step away, when you're on the top of your game.
So what have been the best things about your job?
I have a tremendous staff, and they're the ones that do this great job every day that keeps our county the safest in North Florida. And that's the best part of this job.
What's been the worst or the hardest, the most difficult?
Well, I think the most difficult are the bad times that happen with horrific cases, like when Little Summer Thompson was abducted and murdered. You know, that the community was just rocked to its core that a small child could have that happen to him. And then right after that, within a couple of years, losing Detective David White, and that tragic situation where he was murdered at a drug raid out in Middleburg. And it's like seriously losing a member of your family. And I think those two bad things were the worst part of being the sheriff.
So in 15 months, you'll retire. They'll throw a big party. You'll get cake. More tears. And then what? The day after you retire, what then?
Well, you know, I'm keeping my options open. I don't have any specific plans at this point. I still feel that I have a lot to offer. I'm going to see what opportunities present themselves over the next year and a half and go from there.
And is there one piece of information, of knowledge, that you want to pass on?
Well, one thing I think that's always been a personal guiding beacon for me is ethical conduct. And I would encourage any future leader in this organization or in any other organization to always do the right thing, tell the truth, have honor and integrity beyond reproach. And everything else will take care of itself after that.
Well, thank you so much for your time, and congratulations.
Sure.
I know it's 15 months away.
I'm excited about it, and it just looking forward to what the future holds.